Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 30th, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how many dimensions exist? We live in an egoistic dimension, the quality of reception, where we have self-aimed desires and needs that we constantly try to fulfill. Around us is a hidden dimension of an opposite quality, bestowal. While living in this quality of reception, we are unaware of the quality of bestowal. If we could add this opposite quality to our receptive one, then we would be able to clearly and fully picture the world. Moreover, even though we exist in the egoistic dimension of reception, we feel it only to a limited extent, and feel no connection at all to the dimension of bestowal. Reception and bestowal are the only two dimensions that exist in the universe, and they both exist in relation to us, subjectively. If we reach a state where they complement each other, then we perceive n-dimensional space. Based on CabTV's Kabbalah Express with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Israel Shimshon on April 12, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Nourishment from the upper mind. Question: does the phenomenon of collective consciousness exist in the material world? Answer: the fact is that the whole world has collective consciousness. But Kabbalists ascend from it. It is the Kabbalists who lose the commonality of consciousness with the others who inhabit this world because they want to rise above the collective egoistic consciousness and enter into another kind of consciousness. The collective form of consciousness is given to all who live in this world because they all feed on the upper mind. This is natural. After all, what is our brain? Only an adapter to the upper consciousness. No more than that. Nothing happens in it. It is a huge system that connects us to what is happening above us. From the CabTV's meetings with Kabbalah March 29, 2019. Under the Great Act of Creation. Comment: Kabbalists say that the Book of Zohar does not write about our life. My response: what to write about? About animals that improve themselves in their burrows, in their communication and actions? What are we doing in this world? Go up into space, see from the outside how the people live, what they are doing, and why they exist in general. We see how a huge egoistic force of nature twists people, constantly drags them into all sorts of nonsense, and pushes them inside their egoism. Question: what should we do? Answer: explain to everyone that there is a higher goal. Otherwise, they will remain on the animal level. All sorts of questions arise in them: what am I living for? Why? See what dramatic events are taking place in the world: globalization, the environmental and financial crises, the internal crisis in education, in everything. All this is moving forward. We just need to tell people why this movement exists, that it is purposeful, so that they see it as an act of liberation from their low, limited lives. In no way do I want them to think that we are somehow above them or consider their existence contemptuous. We ourselves also live in this, only we have already seen some light at the end of the path and know how to come to it. Therefore, we must explain it in a brotherly way, with love. After all, we are all under this great, dramatic act of creation. From CabTV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 11. Holding on to one thought. Question: is it right to hold on to one thought, that I want to resemble the Creator, in all my actions and in everything that I do? Answer: yes, but this thought should also lead to many other thoughts that will help you. For example, the thought that in order to resemble the Creator I want to connect to the friends in the group, to be below everyone, or vice versa, to ascend above everyone in order to draw them behind me, etc. The initial thought is the main thought, but secondary thoughts follow it, which are added to the one main thought. The more you engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the more you follow how you are getting closer to the Creator, the more secondary thoughts and desires emerge in you, but they all connect to one general common integral. From KabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 3, 2019.